Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is the weekend edition, but it's also the first of the month. Today's June 1st, and on the first day of each month, we feature a new book in our Book of the Month episode. In order to be considered for Book of the Month, the book has to meet a very simple criteria. It has to be impactful enough that it will change your life or your perspective on the world. Whether it does or not, of course, is entirely up to you. You might read the book and comment on what a great book it was, but if you don't internalize the book and its message and make it part of you, you're totally missing the point. The book this month is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. This book describes in mythical terms the different forms of resistance that prevent you and I and most people from achieving their creative potential. In the book, he describes the different forms of resistance that systematically seek to undermine creative work. They include rationalizing, fear and anxiety, distractions, the inner critic. These ego-driven saboteurs prevent you from getting down to the business of fulfilling your calling. In The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield shows how to get into a flow by being in the present moment and losing yourself in the doing. You cannot be doing and thinking about the doing at the same time. If you're thinking about doing, you're not doing. The secret is not to ignore the fear. You need to dance with the fear. Stephen Pressfield writes, "If you're overwhelmed with dread, that's a good sign. The real artist is always terrified. The fake artist is wildly self-confident. Remember, resistance always comes second. The dream comes first. The more resistance you're feeling, the bigger the dream in your heart. The resistance shows up anytime you seek to elevate yourself from a lower state to a higher state. The resistance is described like a force of nature whose aim is to maintain the status quo. The most common areas where resistance shows up include: number one, the launching of any entrepreneurial venture. Number two, any diet or exercise regimen. Number three, any program of spiritual advancement. Number four, any activity whose aim is tighter abdominal muscles. Number five, any course of program designed to overcome an unwholesome habit or addiction. Number six, education of any kind. Number seven, the undertaking of an enterprise whose aim is to help others. And number eight, any act that entails commitment of the heart, such as a decision to get married or have a child. It turns out talent isn't enough. Whether you believe you have a gift or you haven't found it, resistance is still at work. Now here's a fun fact that is not really talked about in the book. Stephen Pressfield's literary agent is Sterling Ward, who's currently 98 years old. Sterling did his first book deal back in 1948 and is still working for his clients. In fact, in this year, 2019, Sterling Ward just got Stephen Pressfield a publishing deal at 98 years of age. That's just remarkable. Now, Stephen wrote The War of Art in many ways as his own life story, describing the struggles as a writer. In the process, he discovered that the struggle was universal, and that's why the book was the first book that really put him on the map. Another thing he writes in the book is, "Resistance is a negative force that attempts to prevent us from taking the first step to achieving our dreams. Resistance doesn't just show up at the beginning, it can show up daily. The battle with resistance is an ongoing one. Even the most successful, talented, acclaimed authors, business leaders, they all face resistance. There are some days when I'm producing this podcast where it takes me far longer than part of my mind says it should to come up with the concept for the show. Overcoming resistance is more important than talent. As you develop, resistance changes form. At first, it might be saying to you, who are you to take on this ambitious project? You've got no experience. There's dozens of people more experienced than you, and on and on and on. And once you've achieved a certain level of success, the resistance changes. It might be saying to you, now that you're successful, you've got so much more to live up to. It's a different and more subtle form of resistance. Resistance is like the villain in the movie. If there was no villain, there would be no movie. Resistance gives meaning to everything. It turns out a single sheet of paper is enough to outline even the most complex project. The single sheet of paper enables you to cut through the resistance and concentrate the mind. If you've been struggling to get something started or get something completed, then The War of Art is for you. It's not a new book. It was originally published back in 2002. It's one of the most quoted books in recent years, and Stephen's been interviewed by Oprah, Marie Forleo, Joe Rogan, and countless others. As you're thinking about that, go get a copy of The War of Art. And more importantly, read it. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.